when a computer screws up and starts acting weird, and you take it back to the repair shop, a lot of times what they'll do, one of the first things they'll do is they set it back to what's called its default setting. Its default setting. And I think what we need to do on today's show is let's check out the default settings on Christianity and the default settings on Islam. What do you say? William Federer has penned a piece here that's truly amazing, truly amazing. It's called Jesus and Muhammad Debate. He says here, what motivates fundamental Muslims to violence? Much effort has gone into answering this. Muslim apologists are quick to point out Christians have also committed violence. Oh, yeah. They have. Secularists suggest anybody who believes in God is prone to violence, conveniently ignoring the atheistic killings of the French Revolution, Stalin's purges, and Mao Zedong's Cultural Revolution. That was a big one, boys and girls. Ooh, that was a big one. You didn't hear much about that. You don't hear much about that. So in an attempt to undercover motivation, founders of the world's two largest religions can be compared. According to www.cia.gov, World Factbook, the world's 6.5 billion people are 33.32% Christian and 21.01% Muslim. So let's check this out. We can find out about Jesus by going to the four Gospels. We can find out about Muhammad by hitting the Quran or the Hadith. I think it's called the Hadith. And sources like what's called the Surat Rasul Allah. The Quran is a collection of private revelations Muhammad received between 610 and 632 A.D. Conflicting versions were passed down orally until the Caliph Uthman, I think it's called, or Uthman, standardized them around 650 A.D. So, are you with me? If we take the writings, the source code writings of any, let's call them the default settings of Christianity and the default settings of Islam, what do we find out? Who's prone to what and why? The Hadith are stories about Muhammad passed down orally from the Caliph Umar, too, began collecting them around 717 to 720 AD. And the Surat al-Su' Allah, I'm not going to get into all the details, but this goes back. This is the life of the Prophet of Allah, which is Muhammad. It was written between 707 and 773. It's been preserved. Let's see. Something else was done in 833 AD, and to make a long story short, this is the source code manual. This is when you go, let's look at the instruction book, okay? So let's take just a brief review of the sources, the resources. Jesus was a religious leader. This is what the resources tell you, which we're talking about here. The four Gospels out of the Bible and Muhammad out of the aforementioned Islamic text. Jesus was a religious leader. Muhammad was a religious leader and a military leader, so we're comparing and contrasting here. That's the difference between the two on the most rudimentary level. Jesus never was a military leader, nor did he ever advocate war. Jesus never killed anyone. Muhammad killed an estimated 3,000 people, including beheading 700 Jews of the Banu Qasariya tribe in Medina in 627 AD. Okay, we're looking at the source code versions of the writings concerning the two, if you will, prophets, Jesus and Muhammad. Now, this is from the Surat Rasul Allah. I'm going to read this. This is a long paragraph, but pay attention to this. The Jews surrendered, and the apostle they're talking about here is Muhammad. The apostle confined them in Medina. Then the apostle went out to the market and dug trenches in it. Then he sent for them and struck off their heads in those trenches as they were brought out to him in batches. There were 600 or 700 in all, though some put the figure as high as 800 to 900, and they were being taken out in batches to the apostle. They asked Cobb what he thought would be done with them. He replied, "Will you never understand? Don't you see the summoner never stops, and those who are taken away do not return? By Allah, it is death." This went on until the apostle made an end of them. That's Muhammad they're talking about there. We continue. Jesus never owned slaves. Muhammad received a fifth of the prisoners taken in battle, including women. This is per, I think it's called Surah 8:41, which I think is a passage in the Quran. We're going to continue this and get way deep into this after the next break, but are you with me so far on this? You don't hear this anyplace else. You hear this no place else. Why? because they're afraid to tell you about this anyplace else. In the mainstream lib media, this would be, what are you trying to do? Stir people up? Wow, wow, what are you reading this stuff for? Talking about Muhammad killing people? Oh, that's history, baby. This is history. Know your history, it'll eat you alive. Literally. So I want to compare and contrast the default settings, if you will, Christianity and Islam, courtesy of Jesus and Muhammad. You're on the Edge. I'm Theron. It is Wham Talk 1600. We're here for you every single Monday through Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. And hey, it's truth, justice, and the American way. And plenty of logic. We'll be here until the stainless steel hook of unemployment comes through the door. Tell everybody you know to dial in right here on Wham Talk 1600. It do a body good. We'll be right back. Stick around.